quite a speech Saturday night before last game. Can you recall what you said, what you did?
You know, I think I just, you know, whenever you're getting guys ready for a game, I think you try to do, you know, anything you can to draw on anything you can, any past experiences you've had, and try to make them relatable to the player. Just do what you can to get these guys ready. Give them another perspective maybe about where you're seeing things from, and that's really all I did. It's really all I did. And I would say this, you know, that any success Tom has on the field is really, it really goes back to his work ethic, how he approaches the game, how important his job is to him, what he did all through the spring, what he did in training camp. So that's really the key to Tom playing well.
He obviously brought it up when we didn't know it. He brought it up, said we'd have to come to you for the details.
Right.
He thought it was important to do something different that you don't normally do, something outside the box maybe.
I mean, you know, I kept him afterwards and we just had a conversation. And it was things that I thought was thinking about during the week and things that I thought were applicable to him that might help him with a different perspective, way of looking at things. And that was that. Yeah, I mean, it's what you do is you go through individual drills. Almost every drill that we had today, we added a little part of someone, you know, smacking at the ball, him stepping up. You know, the guy's been, like you said, he's frustrated as much as anybody else. He realizes, you know, we can't turn the ball over. You know, we were very fortunate last week that, you know, we got away with it, but we know that, and he can't turn it over. He's aware of it, so, you know, you just continually preach it. You talk about two hands on the ball. You point it out every example you can throughout a practice, and then you know, you try to incorporate that into every drill that you do.
Sean, what do you think it does for his confidence to have a game that was so much better than the previous two?
I think anytime you play well, it's going to help your confidence. You know, you're going to realize that there's certain things that you're capable of doing, and I think you always know that. You know, the athletes at this level always know what they're capable of. They have it there. But when things aren't going well for you, you know, it's hard to keep that at the forefront of your mind until you have a little bit of success. So I think, you know, obviously I think it'll do good for his, you know, a lot of good for his confidence. But now the key is you got to stack these successes. You know what I mean? We got to come in, you know, Monday night, and we got to improve. We got to keep making improvements. There's certainly plenty to make, and you got to, you know, just keep stacking them, keep doing it, keep building on it. And if you're able to do that, now you can really, you know, your confidence can really, you know, take off.
Can you draw on the experiences with Eli that you had that can help Savage? You ever talk to him, using him as an example?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. You know, I try not to, you know, focus on other players that I've coached too much. But, you know, every experience that you've ever had as a coach, I think, whether it's from other players that you've coached, other coaches that you've been around, the coaches you're around now that you hear different things, anytime, like, you know, that kind of sparks an idea in your mind that you feel you can take to that player and make a point. You know, so I think all of us do that. You know, I know for a fact I've mentioned Eli in the room, you know, his professionalism, the way he does things, you know, his work ethic. I know I've talked about that. His demeanor, you know, that, you know, I mean, that guy's just a straight line guy, you know, through the good, through the bad, all of it. So I know I have talked about him in the past, as I'm sure I've talked about guys that I've coached at any level I've been at. Yeah, I mean, the first thing that stands out to you is, and I'm sure it's probably what you guys are talking about, his footwork on the sideline is as good as I've ever seen. And the guy it reminds me of is Amani Toomer in New York. You know, when I was there with him, he was one of the best I'd ever seen with his feet around the sideline and, you know, on the end lines. And it's uncanny what DeAndre's, you know, able to do. So you couple that with his ball skills and how, you know, he gets his body to the ball and is able to make some of the catches the guy makes between his ball skills and his feet. It's as good as I've ever seen.
How much of a testament is that to his work ethic? Because the things that you're talking about, those are skills. It's not necessarily God-given gifts. It's talents that you have to cultivate and develop yourself. What does that say to you about Hopkins' work ethic?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, speaks for itself. You don't just, like you said, you don't just show up on Sundays and make those plays. Those plays come through repetition. Those plays come from, you know, catching 1,000 balls. They come from working sideline drills, working end line drills, working back shoulder catches, working high balls, working low balls. So, I mean, it speaks for itself, his ability, you know, and what he's able to do on Sundays really shows you what kind of work the guy puts into it.
So much of that on the sidelines, concentration and focus. Can you teach a guy that, or is it just something he's got to develop mentally on his own?
I think you can help it, you know, through just working it with them and you know, incorporating it into some drills or throws throughout the week and throughout, you know, the spring and training camp. I think you can help it. You know, there's got to be a little bit of that's innate in the guy, I think, to build on. I think you can certainly kind of, you know, make it better and improve on it.
You think him playing basketball helped his hands?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I just think, you know, anytime, you know, a football player brings, you know, kind of skills from another sport, whatever it is, I think it's helpful. It's hand-eye coordination. It's footwork. It's, you know, it's all those things that work together. So I think anytime you bring that from another sport where you've used those skills and you've had success, it's going to help. Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's a testament to the guy being a playmaker. I mean, it really is. I mean, he's, you know, you put the ball in his catch radius, which is pretty impressive catch radius, and he makes plays. So, sure, it's impressive.
Other teams focusing a lot of their game plan around him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, there's no secret. I mean, you know, Obi stands up here and tells you guys every week, you know, there's no secret that we're going to throw the ball to Hop. Defenses know it. They're smart coaches. And, you know, they do what they can to try to neutralize that, but, you know, obviously he's still able to go out and make plays and be productive for us.
I mean, there's so many acrobatic catches now with one hand. How much do gloves have to do with that? Because you're seeing it at every level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they help. You know, I can't answer that, but I'm sure it plays some sort of part in it. I don't really know to what extent. You know, you definitely see more of it. And I do think, though, like, you know, one of the things that I noticed – and working with Odell Beckham a few years back was that was a skill he worked. You know, for whatever reason, whether you agreed with it as a coach where, you know, I don't know if we should be working this skill. You know, it's great when you make a play like that because you have to, but I'm not sure we should really be working on it. But that guy, you know, he'd be with on the jugs machine, and he did it as a competition with Jarvis Landry when they were at LSU. So for as much as you'd say, yeah, I'm sure the gloves don't hurt, I mean, these are things that these guys worked on, and they, you know, they took pride in it.
Thank you.
All right.